And we have a special edition of the Live at 5 today because we have a very special guest, our buddy RJ Hale of Hailstorm. And man, you guys have such a long, good, rich history right here on Delmarva.
I know!
So it's 20 years worth now. Think about back to the early days. What are some of your favorite memories coming down here?
Well, some of my absolute favorite, besides like going to Ocean City as a kid with my family.
Yeah.
That was like our main spot was going to Ocean City, Way back in the day, before I turned 18 and we were playing all these like local bars at Sid's, we got busted by the LCB and I couldn't play. I couldn't perform in Pennsylvania anymore. So
wow.
I think the main topic of discussion today is like finding the silver linings or the blessing and the curses of certain life events.
Yeah.
But the blessing of that event was that it really forced us to start playing outside of Pennsylvania and Maryland and, you know, Delaware and like, and of course Ocean City and all those and like right in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Was one of the places we started branching out of. So, I mean, like, we still consider that area, like, our hometown. Even though our hometown is Central Pennsylvania, and you only get one hometown, of course, I'm not replace that with anyone.
But, no, it's got that soft spot for you in the heart.
Yeah. I definitely consider your area as well as, like, one of our stomping grounds, one of our hometowns. Every time we play down there, it's just insane. It's amazing. I think kind of, like, near where you guys are might have been the first time we ever headlined an amphitheater.
Yeah.
You know, they moved us up to the amphitheater. We're like, oh, damn. Like, the high life, and then the next day we played Little Club and we got humbled again. It was a nice little ego stroke for a minute. So, I mean, thanks to you guys and all your support, you guys have really helped that part of the country become such a great haven for us to come and perform and build our following.
Dunnington, you're a bunch of freaks! Like!
Like me, then I'll go in.
It is a special edition of the Live at 5 here on Delmarva's Rock Station 93.5 The Beach. And that is because we have our friend RJ Hale of Hailstorm on the show today. And the new album, Back from the Dead, is coming out next month on May 6th. And tell us about this album.
Oh, yeah.
So we've heard Back from the Dead and The Steeple, which we're playing now. What's this album like?
Thank you so much for doing that, by the way. Yeah, okay, so I'm really trying to wrap my head around how to put this in a short, try to give you the short answer.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, this was the most fun record, and it was also the most hell that I put through mentally and physically. This record was so hard and so difficult and so just, you know, I was getting anxiety attacks, but, you know, when it finally was finished, it was like an enormous weight was lifted. And now I listen back to it and I remember those really hard times in the studio, just getting so frustrated, wanting to throw a cymbal against the wall. And,
yeah.
God, why can't I get this part right? And the reason for that is because pretty much since we got signed, if you listen to our first two records, they're very simple, really nothing complicated, really big dumb chords and very simple beats and really wide open basic drum fills and stuff like that, like very generic, typical stuff. And with this album, this is the first time in my entire career that a producer, while I'm on the drum kit in the studio tracking the song, has ever said, "Could you play more?" Because, you know, the mindset was always to play everything very simple. Like, we're a rock band. We're not a metal band. Like,
yeah.
We wanted to make that big arena rock sound. And at the time, like, we were up against all these bands that were so good at playing everything, coming up with these interesting musical parts, but
yeah.
So simple. And that was always our challenge, was to, like, really find ways to make music interesting but very simple. But this time, we went for blood. You know this one download.
Close the curtain, but this is too much fun. Here we go again.
Dunmarva's Rock Station 93.5 The Beach as we continue the special edition of the Live at 5 Hailstorm style with our buddy RJ from Hailstorm. And RJ, with you being a drummer, I'm sure you've had a few instances, a few run-ins with the late, great Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, I met him twice. And my God, the dude was such a gentleman. He had this like great energy. And of course, I don't know if you can tell, but you know, as a drummer, you kind of have to be energetic. You kind of have to have energy and stamina. So, and he's the exact same. He was the exact same way. So when I met him, like, we were two peas in a pod. He was like, "Oh my God, you remind me so much of me," and that was the biggest honor of my life.
Because, that's awesome.
You know, he was always one of my heroes growing up. And I tried to play it cool when I met him, but I think he could kind of tell that I was like doing, you know, cartwheels in my mind.
You're fanboying the whole time.
I was so excited. I met him through one of my friends who you might know. His name is Marty O'Brien. He's an amazing bass player.
Yep.
Playing with Lita Ford. So Taylor and another one of my heroes, Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction, they did like a David Bowie tribute at the Whiskey to Go-Go. It was a really cool thing. Taylor was singing, Stephen was playing drums, and so I got to meet him at that event. And then the second time I met him was in Sweden. We were playing Lollapalooza, and they were playing the next day, but Taylor and Dave came early to watch Billie Eilish because their kids love Billie Eilish.
Yep.
We were side stage watching Billie Eilish. All of a sudden, Dave and Taylor just walk up with their kids. Dave's got his, like, his kid on his shoulders, you know, just walking around, watching Billie Eilish. And so he walks over to us. He's like, "Hey, are you guys?" And before he could finish the sentence, like, "Yes, we're Hailstorm. Nice to meet you." Because we knew him through Nick. So, yeah, both times I met Taylor was absolutely amazing. And the one time I met Dave was amazing, too. Like, so I really feel especially bad for all of Taylor's family and everyone in the Foo Fighters. Like, I can't imagine what Dave and the band are going through right now. I couldn't even put myself in that position. I don't know what I would do if that were to happen to one of my bandmates. Yeah!
Things the way you hate me, I miss the screaming, the way that you play me down now. Let's go.
It is our Hailstorm edition of the Live at 5 today on Delmarva's Rock Station 93.5 The Beaches. We got RJ from Hailstorm talking to us today. And you guys are kind of veterans now in the rock world, being one of the biggest rock bands in the world, of course. So what kind of advice did you guys get as you were coming up through the ranks?
Oh, man, I've gotten so much advice, and I've been lucky enough to get so much great advice from so many legends. It's better for you to make music that you feel emotionally connected to rather than trying to just chase what's popular or what's current or what's trending, because that's all going to change. And a lot of people say that, like, fans can tell when an artist isn't really stoked about the music they're doing, and you know, they can sniff out the BS. And so,
and what's it like to have bands that are, like, just coming up and starting, like, you find out they look up to you guys now?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, man, is seeing bands come up to me and talk to me the same ways. Like, for example, like, when my sister and I were kids and we just started this band and we just, like, recorded this little demo tape in our parents' basement, Seven Dust was playing at the Chameleon, and we didn't know what the protocol was, what it was like. So we just, like, stood outside the bus and waited for them to come out, and then we're like, hey, we're a band, like, here's our tape. And they were so gracious. They brought us in the bus. They gave us backstage passes.
They're the nicest.
Showed up. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
And like, that was our first experience interacting with a national act. That was like the best thing that ever happened to us, because that experience has completely set the course for everything that my sister and I have ever done. We looked at each other, we're like, well, we finally get to this point, and like, fans come up to us like, we need to be like that. You know, we just want to have that reputation. We want people to like think of Hailstorm as like, oh, I love meeting them, I love interacting with them. That's always stuck with us. So when other bands, newer bands, come up to us, yeah, the advice that I usually give is kind of the same thing. It's like, just make sure that you love the music you're doing. Also, keep in mind that what you don't know is it's going to take a lot of time, and it's going to require a ton of patience. And that's why, again, like, you have to really love it. It's kind of the advice that I was given, and I love passing that on to newer bands. This is
I swear. Welcome to the nightmare in my head.
Marvin's Rock Station 93.5 The Beach. It is our Hailstorm edition of the Live at 5 as we continue talking with RJ from Hailstorm. And we can't wait because you guys are going to be right here in our backyards coming up at the Delaware State Fair.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Like, we are excited. The second they kind of like gave us that little Hailstorm's coming, we went, oh, hold up. Let's go.
Cancel everything.
We cannot wait to see you guys.
I can't wait to see you guys because we used to hang out in the studio all the time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you guys were one of our main spots. You and Crazy Eddie, man. Like back in the good old days. Man, like so many fun times hanging. Like you guys were one of the very few that were generous enough to just let us come into the studio, and you guys actually wanted to talk to us. Like,
oh yeah.
Like in the early days, we had to hunt people down. Like, please do an interview with us, please, please. You know, and now I'm just so glad to see, you know, both you and us are still here, still doing it. And look at us now, man.
It's amazing.
Thanks to you that we're at this point in our career, man. I'll never, ever take that for granted.
I wear my nine inch heels when we go to bed. I made the color of my lips blood red. I get so animal, I never before. So you press back and on the ride.